Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, Army DM Ryan, joined by the Furter de Four.
Rich playing Seth Lightfoot.
Mark playing Gamble Cleese.
Hope playing Quintarius Can't Stop Stealing.
Roger playing Jindy.
We have a special addition to the crew tonight, which we will be introducing quite shortly. Also, Gort is here. So let's do a recap, and we'll get right into the final episode of my very cool and very well done filler arc. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined our plucky band of rogues as they continued gathering materials for their upcoming infiltration. Tailing a Stormcaller cleric into Bad Kali's market district, Gort and his crew nearly lost their mark in the teeming busy streets. With the help of Seth's keen scouting abilities, they tracked down the labored cleric as he dropped off the temple's laundry at Hot Loads, a sketchy scrag laundromat. While Gambocles and Gort did their best to distract Hot and the Stormcaller, Seth and Quintarius made their way out back. Deep in the bowels of the laundromat, the rogues spied a dwarven mage and his familiars hard at work cleaning blood-soaked temple robes. While Gambocles introduced the mage to Minotaur games in the alley, Quintarius impersonated a laundry attendant and went to work helping the mud mephits wrangle a water weird. Suspicions grew amongst the steam mephits, but a disguised Seth seemed to smooth things over in his manager's getup. With the robes finally in hand, the Furter de Four have now escaped into Bad Kali on the back of a giant elk, and have everything they need to put Gort's plan in place. We join our plucky band of rogues just outside Krizik's temple in the busy temple district of Bad Kali. Here, beautiful tall towers of worship to the different gods of Aeona stand, and none taller than the temple of Krizik. This massive, gaudy temple covered in Krizik regalia. There's statues of Krizik like pillars holding up this massive temple. You can see that the temple is so tall that there are clouds forming at the very, very tip of this large phallic structure.
I think he's compensating for something.
Definitely.
And you four, with Gort, are kind of hiding behind a boulder looking at the entrance to the temple. Can I get some perception checks, if you guys wouldn't mind?
It's a 5.
Dirty 20.
It's a 10.
Okay. Seth, once again, you are facing the wrong direction. You are looking back into the temple district, away from the temple.
Guys, where's this temple? Is it hiding behind something?
It's right here, brother.
How about seeing it?
Seth, do you need glasses? We could have got some.
I mean, they would help.
Too late for that. All right. He looks up at the temple, and Gambocles, you can see that there are just two guards standing guard at the entrance into the temple. They're two young human men. They have very simple kind of shoddy Stormcaller outfits on. One of them does have a long dog-like blue drake at his side. This guard drake seems to be kind of sniffing the air with its tongue as it's looking around for anyone trying to make its way to the temple. But with that pretty high perception check, I think you also notice something else strange. The gate to the temple is sort of cut into this stone cliff face. And while you guys are looking directly at the temple gate, at the top of the cliff face, looking down onto this guarded door, you can see there are a pair of kobolds that are also scouting the scene. One of these kobolds has a small kind of little robe kind of pulled over his head. Seems to be fidgeting with something, and he's talking to the other kobold. And then you can see that the smaller kobold seems to be attempting to climb down the cliff face to sneak behind the guards. Go ahead and make a stealth check, if you wouldn't mind, for me, Roger.
15.
Okay, with a 15... only Gambocles notices a small kobold climbing down the rock face. Roger, go ahead and describe your character for me, if you wouldn't mind. What does your little kobold look like?
So Jindy is a small, say, what's small for a kobold? Like 3 feet?
Yeah, about 3 foot tall, yeah.
So 3 feet tall, arcane trickster, a rogue. He's got a little dark red hood on. He's flicking his fingers to make the fire happen, because
new fire magic amongst the kobolds.
He's very excited about that.
Oh, of course.
And he's the one climbing down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he just like jumps off at some point so he could just feather fall slowly.
Perfect.
Behind
you,
the guards.
You guys look up now, and now it's hard to miss. There is a small kobold very gently feather falling behind the guards. Just slowly floating down to the ground directly behind the guards.
How's he doing that without wings?
I don't know.
Probably magic.
Are there other rogues doing this? This feels... We should have probably talked to the other rogues' guilds. Like, maybe we're not the only ones.
Stepping on
He's got wings
here.
And he can't even fly.
I could. I can't. I'm sorry.
You got nothing to be sorry about.
He doesn't even have a mustache or robes. How's he going to get by them?
He's got a hood.
Yeah. He also doesn't even have the beans from that guy.
Okay, everyone out. Okay, listen. Just because that rogue is sneaking in also doesn't mean that our plan isn't going to work out great.
Is he a rival, like, double rogue sneak. Gang?
I don't know. He's floating so ominously back there. I want to talk to him, but I also want to get by these dumb guards.
What if I go over there and I persuade the guards that someone was talking trash about Krizik?
Perfect.
Yeah.
You're so charming, Seth. This will definitely work.
It can't not work.
All right. Everyone, mustaches on.
Mustaches activate.
Gord puts his little Fu Manchu mustache on the end of his beak.
So you guys hold my stuff. I'll go like this, right, to say, hey, someone was talking trash about Krizik over there. And then when they come back, I'll put on all, you know, while they're gone, I'll put on all the stuff. That way they won't know it was me.
Seth, you're a genius.
You're good at this.
I knew I recruited you for a reason. All right, you guys, let's get our robes on so we look like we're concerned stormcallers.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys all slip on the stolen robes. They're still a little damp. They didn't have enough time to totally dry, but it's fine. They look great. You have your fake mustaches on. And the four of you saunter up to the guards, Seth leading the way.
I'm gonna, like, run ahead of them and guys!
Hello!
Oh, jeez. Glad I found you. So, there were a bunch of people talking so much crap about Krizik around the corner over there.
Oh, what?
They were just like, Krizik is the worst. He's not even a real god.
Oh, that's terrible!
Right? And they were like, we could beat up anyone that is a Krizik follower.
Did they look like they could beat us up?
No.
I didn't think so.
This human man looks over at the other guard, who looks equally confused.
Would I say we were wimps?
Oh, of course. They were just like, everyone that follows Krizik is a wimp. And then they were like, do you know they have those drakes there? And they were like, drakes are the worst.
They talking shit about the drake?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know. You guys should go talk to them and put them in their place.
I mean, your mustache makes me feel like I can trust you.
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
You're a stormcaller, right?
I'm new. You know, I'm just learning, so I didn't think I should be the one standing up for it. I figured you guys, the more senior guys, should really be the ones talking to them.
Very brave of you. I understand.
Can you make a deception check?
That's a natural 19 for a dirty 20.
Well, this all checks out. All right. Well, we're going to go chase after them ruffians who were talking bad about the Stormcallers.
Yeah, they were humans. They had long hair. It was like black, and they had gray and brown clothes. They were like talking trash around the corner. That way you'll know what they look like.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to head over there. Can you and one of my guys watch this door while we go there?
Oh, of course.
Thank God you came along.
These two guards and the guard drake walk off, abandoning their post. And as you're standing there, Seth, you can see that the little kobold has finally landed, slowly floating directly in front of you.
Where the hell did you come from?
I'm just going to point at him and just message to him.
Yep.
And be like,
what are you doing? Who said that? You're supposed to be a rogue, right? Who the hell's talking to me?
You I'm okay? saying this all out
you
loud.
You okay, Seth?
No!
There's a voice in my head.
What kind of rogue?
You want me to get it out?
Yes. What kind of rogue?
All right.
What kind of rogue are you?
Punch Seth in the head.
And just presenting yourself out in the open like that.
I unarmed strike Seth in the head to try and punch the voices out.
Okay.
I'm going to poke him.
Okay.
I'm going to point to my head.
An 18.
An 18 just hits.
I'm going to point to my head.
I hit you for one damage.
What are you guys doing?
Did I punch it out?
These two.
Hello, fellow rogue.
I think you got it.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to message. I'm going to point at Gord.
Yep. I'm pointing.
I'm going to point at Gord and be like, stop talking out loud. Aren't you supposed to be rogues?
We're the best rogues in all of Bat-Cali.
Then why would you just come to the front door and just talk and present yourself like that?
It seems like you haven't yet noticed our mustaches, which is so embarrassing for you. Gambocles, tell this guy about the mustaches.
I'm going to point at...
yep. Gambocles, this hulking minotaur.
They're not the best rogues. The bird's in charge, apparently. He hired us. Mustaches were a part of it.
And you just went along with this plan?
You know, we weren't really doing anything else.
Okay, but as a good rogue, you should be sneaking around.
You notice how I
using the shadows. What?
Notice how I haven't said anything.
As they're talking, I want to pickpocket Roger's cat.
Okay, you can make a insight check. There, buddy.
It's a 23.
God damn, that's high. Insight check, Jindy, as you're having this telepathic communication with this minotaur. There is a slight rustling in your pockets.
It's a 5 insight.
You do not notice that the pamphlet you were given is no longer in your pocket.
I start reading the pamphlet.
And does he read that in front of me?
Yeah.
And I point at him. I'm like, what are you doing?
What?
Why did you just steal from me?
Steal what?
Gambocles.
That's
why does
pamphlet?
This guy keep it's pointing
my pamphlet.
At everyone?
What are you talking about?
He's using the message.
Hey, hold on. I know that pamphlet. Let me see that.
So we don't have Gord, to talk out loud.
You just steal from
it's
me?
It's a rogue thing.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have
I'm
that.
Proud of you.
I know,
thank you.
It's only certain rogues get it.
Oh.
He's trying to be sneaky, you know?
Wait, hang on.
Rogue shit.
Well, he's not really good. He was floating in the air.
Silently.
You're working with Bleebly?
Yes, I'm trying. But I'm trying to do it secretly.
Who the hell's Bleebly?
What's a Bleebly?
Yeah, what's a
He's
Bleebly?
A new god.
New god?
New god?
Yeah.
I probably should have gone over the pamphlet with you guys.
You know about this pamphlet?
Glebnor, my rival. He works with this Bleebly.
Glebnor's your rival?
Rival?
Yes.
That's a real bad rival to have.
He's pretty good. He's green and large, so his sneaking is almost as good as mine. But it's... So your hair's getting out the temple too?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
But I'm trying to do it more sneakily than you are. Don't come to
but
the...
But you just floated in the middle of everything.
I was going to go into the temple without even alerting the guards.
Now, by opening the front door in front of him?
Yeah.
Mary Poppins, what's your name?
What's a Mary Poppins?
I don't understand that reference. My name is Jindy.
Jindy, do you see any guards here?
Yeah, I got rid of them.
We got rid of them, buddy.
And when they discover that you lied to them, where do you think they're coming?
All right, let's be honest, guys. Come on, no one really likes Krizix that much. Yeah. He's going to find someone that matches that description.
There's a pretty good chance that all works out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think we'd rather not have Krizix alerted to our presence.
Anyways, I'm going to open the door now.
Yeah, do it.
Go ahead, make a sleight of hand check, if you wouldn't mind.
Shouldn't we inspect it first?
Haven't you just not...
Don't need to, it's a 27.
You just made all yourselves. Everyone's going to look for you and your fake, stupid mustaches.
Sounds whoa. Like you're nervous whoa. About you.
No, they're pretty bad.
I think he's jealous.
Yeah, he is. So jealous. It's because he doesn't have a mustache of his own.
Do you need a mustache, bro?
Everyone can clearly see they're fake.
As they're talking, I just quietly open the door,
about?
Just slip
I'm gonna
in.
Twist my mustache.
You just said it was bad.
Yeah, but theirs are. Mine looks
Quintorius
great.
Already went inside, so, I mean, mustache be damned. I think we probably should follow him.
Well, but, yeah, now we have to.
Come on, you're part of the team now, bud. This is a joint infiltration.
Is this a rogue off?
I close the door and lock it.
Now it's your turn.
I got this, guys. Oh, my God. We don't have time for this.
Do I know it's Seth trying to pick it?
Yeah, you can hear Seth
I
loudly pick it
as Seth picks it.
Look at that!
Oh my God, Seth, you got so much better.
Okay, so much you better. Did a very basic rogue thing that your friend helped you with.
What are you talking about?
What? I could clearly see you helping him open the door.
How? You're not on this side of the door.
I have eyes.
What a 15 stealth. Can I slip inside without him noticing?
Do you have x-ray vision?
As you're arguing with Quintorius through the door, Gambocles slides right by you guys as he's having this conversation. See, Gort's just like, am I up?
Yeah, Gorg, come on, it's your turn.
I stay outside and shut the door. All right, lock it again.
All right.
All right, little bit. Don't worry. I'm going to show you. I'm a pretty good rogue.
You know, the 25 guards, like, never seen anything like this, huh? Look at this.
He's doing it with one hand, yeah. Not looking.
Sometimes I put a feather in. The feather's for good luck.
He's using one of his black feathers along with his thieves' tools to pick the lock.
The door was open when we got here.
Oh, well, the door is locked. It's now we have to open it.
We just wasted valuable
Jindy,
time.
Hold on. I push Gort in, and I slide in. I shut the door. I lock it. All right, Jindy, you're up.
All right, Jindy, you got this.
I'm going to walk in.
It's locked.
And you guys can follow.
I just locked it.
Can I get a slide in? Check it, Jindy.
Let's see if you really are a rogue.
Yeah.
I hate this. I got a 19.
Yeah, they couldn't even lock it on that side. There's no lock on this door.
Okay.
They've just been jamming thieves' tools in an open lock
this
whole time.
We're all these base level thieves. Can we get on with this?
I'm going to quick carve Krizik as a dork in thieves' cant onto the door.
Slide of hand check, just see how fancy it looks.
I'm going to look for a patch of dirt, and I'm going to shifty look around as I reach for the can of
dirty
beans.
20.
Okay. Yeah, when these guys come back, there'll be weird markings on the door that they won't recognize. Other rogues will, though. And Quintarius, as everyone is kind of huddled inside the temple, you have kind of gone over to a small patch of loose earth, and you have planted a bean.
Mm-hmm.
Can you roll on that bean table for me?
Yeah, I can.
Can I,
Let's go, perception check. Lord.
Yeah, perception check, not even required. You can see that this large elephant man is planting a bean in the corner
86.
Of the veranda.
86.
What is 86?
What are we doing?
I'll let you know.
Mummy Lord!
What are we doing right now?
Mummy Lord!
A nest of 1d4 plus 3 eggs spring up. Any creature that eats an egg must make a DC 20 con saving throw on a successful save. A creature permanently increases its lowest ability score by 1, randomly choosing among the lowest score. On a fail, the creature takes 10d6 force damage from an internal magical explosion.
Damn,
hold on, I'm going to roll.
That'll kill me.
You're looking on the ground, and there's just eggs springing out of the ground. Just so many eggs.
What are you doing? You're clearly leaving a mark in here. People will
know. What are you talking about?
That
I
we
got
were
five
here.
Eggs.
Floor eggs.
They will know that you were here.
Do you see
with
eggs
your fake
on the
mustaches.
Ground right now?
You planted eggs. I'm taking the eggs.
No!
Stealth hand.
I have a question.
No.
I have a question.
No, I eat one before he grabs one.
Did you try to steal my food?
Oh. You have made it 1 foot inside of the temple, and you are fighting over murder eggs that will 100% kill you. As Jindy goes to grab an egg, Quintarius, you immediately scarf an egg down.
All right. Do you have a backup character made?
Ooh, it's a DC 20. I think I could do this.
See you later, Quintarius. Can't stop exploding.
That's a 20.
Oh my god.
Are you serious?
Not a nat 20, but it's a 20.
He beat the save.
I
so
permanently
got
a plus one.
You get a plus one to your lowest thing.
What's your lowest stat?
It is tied between strength and wisdom.
How is it tied?
They're both 10. Or all three are 10.
I also have 3 zeros.
I will let you pick which one of those stats you'd like to
increase. I am leaving it up to the DM.
All right, so roll a d4.
Okay.
on a 1 or a 4, it's your strength.
Yeah, all right,
I can't believe that didn't work.
So how do I?
You eat this delicious egg, and you're immediately slightly buffer. As you can see, Quintarius' arms fill in, his chest puffs out.
Damn, Quintarius.
Try to steal my fucking eggs.
He's very, very into eggs now, I guess.
I'm
trying not to leave any evidence of us being here.
Jimmy.
So how do I?
What the fuck evidence is a random pile of eggs?
I'm picking up the eggs. I don't see what's going on. They're in my hands.
Hey, those weren't here before.
Gentle there, buff boy.
Those weren't here before.
Oh, you notice?
Oh, yeah.
The guards will come back. They saw you with your fake mustaches. They will see the plant. They will know that you planted that.
But they're outside guards.
But they're
not going to come in.
And also,
you don't think they come inside at times?
They're
shift change.
No, they're outside guards.
Do you guys do any scouting of the environment?
I am the greatest scout here.
Can you guys real quick make perception checks for me? You're arguing on the other side of the door now. You've gone in, shut the door.
Nat 20.
Oh my lord.
Seth, you put your ear to the door.
12.
Put your ear to the door as you've shut the door now, and you guys have made literally a foot into the temple. And if now have Quinter is holding a pile of eggs.
I have
ripped.
4 eggs.
You can hear that the guards have gotten back to the other side of the door.
I can't believe those guys said Krizik sucked. That guy was right. He wasn't wearing a different shirt, but he still called me a knob. All right. Thank God I don't have to go inside the temple. I love being an outside guard. Be out here all day. Standing and looking.
Kind of message. I'm going to message Gort.
Yes.
And they're like, the guards are back already.
Okay.
We have to proceed.
Okay, let's move everyone. Everybody. Mustaches at the ready. It's time to sneak into the temple. Phase one, huge success. We easily made it by the guards with our very, very, very good mustaches.
He's just giving Dindy a look.
Which not all of us have, but most of us do. Okay, the next step. The thing that we have stuck here to find. We're looking for a sending stone book. That way, we will know the address and sending stone of Goffin.
Who?
He's a blue dragonborn. He lives
in
Windmere.
Oh, the guy we kidnapped.
The guy that we're going to kidnap, eventually. Don't worry about that. We're going to kidnap a guy. It's fine. Luckin, it's cool. So we're going to go in. We're going to plunder the records inside the temple library.
Oh, I love plundering.
We've got to find out where this guy lives. How are you at plundering, Kobold?
Very good.
Okay.
I'm very good at plundering.
You sure? You didn't notice I took that pamphlet.
It was a tense situation out there. We're not going to hold it against him. Not everyone can be part of an elusive club of shadows and phantoms.
That's true.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If things go well, Kobold, you may join us.
I would like it if everyone just was quiet from now on.
We're going to be quiet. We're rogues. We know what we're doing.
Hey, yeah, Jimmy. Jesus Christ. Come on.
Hey, Jimmy, you have wet this. Robes on and fake mustaches.
Hey, Jimmy, watch
I'm
this.
Not very enthused.
I'm going to change my mustache style because I can do that.
Okay.
Now it's a classic dick sweeper.
I can disguise myself as one of them with a fake mustache. I'm like, look at that. Fake mustaches all around.
It does not
doesn't matter.
Doesn't look good.
That's clearly...
That's what you look like.
That's clearly horsehair.
Yeah, come on, man.
Listen, not everyone can have a great mustache.
Yeah.
Some of us are born with it. Some of us steal them from bearded devils. Some of us cut them off of our enemies. And some of us buy them from a dirty horse. That's neither here nor there.
All right.
I'm going to take the disguise off. I don't even need it because it's stupid.
Wow.
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 Rude.
Some of us are team players. Some
Let's
of us
get
aren't.
On yeah. with the stealing.
Okay, we're going to be sneaking and stealing. Don't worry.
Hold on.
I mean, we would have been in and out by now, but somebody has to tell us a sting.
Yeah.
What
Can
are you stealing?
Make a real quick perception check for me, if you don't mind, Roger.
What is he stealing?
I don't know. If it takes too long, I might plant another bean.
9.
With a 9, you can hear real staticky. You have this like little arcane headpiece over your ear, and you can hear Yarno's voice.
How's the mission going in there, Scout?
Terrible.
What?
There's 4 other rogues here, but they're very loud and are talking to everyone.
Listen, I need you to get in there and scout this thing out. I believe he's going to be here any day now, and I need to give him intel on what's going on with the Stormcrawlers.
Hey, do you know someone named Gort?
Oh my god, Gort's there?
Yeah.
Can you put Gort on?
I'm just going to hand the earpiece over to Gort.
Ah, an arcane headpiece. A spy's murmur. I've heard of these.
Put that piece you put on. It on wrong.
It is backwards. Okay, and we're going to turn that out. Yep, yep. Hello! You hear Yarno just like yelling on the other end.
Wow! Okay, relax! He said he's going to tell Kiki if we fuck this up for him. And since I technically still work for her, that would be bad.
Wait, I thought you were the leader.
I am a phantom.
Of this troop, he's the leader of the troop.
Like a ghost. Float from town to town doing my roguing. So, am I a leader of rogues? Yes. Am I also technically the lowest on the totem pole at my old rogues guild? Maybe. Is Kiki sort of running the show and only allowed me to go on this little adventure to help out Glebnor? Possibly.
And there you have it.
What? I mean, he's had a great plan so far. Everything worked out.
Yeah, everything has worked out.
You hear more yelling on the other end. Yarno says you're in charge. He hands the spice murmur to you.
Jimmy's in charge?
It's Dindy.
Yeah, that's
with
what
a
I said.
D, emphasis on the D.
Jim D.
Like Jimmy D. Like gin, like the drink. And D, as in, don't say it wrong.
All right, Gindy.
Okay.
He said like,
we're going to let our good friend Jindy run point on this operation. He doesn't have a mustache, but I think we can still trust him. Let's proceed. Proceed. Lead the way, Jindy.
Yeah, since you're so roguey.
Can you all make stealth checks for me now as you sneak through the temple?
11.
Nat 1.
25.
22.
As you are all sneaking through this strange dark temple, get a little waylaid for a moment as you're kind of waiting to the opportune time. You're waiting for like other storm callers to kind of be out of the area before you sneak over to the record room. With that nat one, Seth, I think what you notice is there are three storm callers who appear to be not wearing robes. They look flustered as if someone hasn't done their laundry. And you notice that two of them are Goliath, these like broad, tall, wide, giant folk. And they're like, none of their clothes are there. They clearly have on like secondhand robes that are ill-fitting. And they're arguing with a balding human man about where their clothes went as the rest of you sneak by clearly wearing their clothes. With a nat one, as this human is, he's like, I brought everything that we had in the bags. It's not my fault. He looks over and notices, Seth, you're sneaking like real tiptoe style with your hands up. And you're just falling behind the rest of the group. Wait a minute. That guy looks familiar. Hey, were you at Hot Loads yesterday?
I've never been to Hot Loads.
Are you sure?
I think I would remember going to a place called Hot Loads.
It's a laundromat. It's not what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You sure? Because that sounds suggestive.
It's not. It's where we go. So you didn't get a load? I mean,
whoa, I just met you.
You can see the two Goliaths are like, you're being very annoying. And they grab this man by the scruff of his neck. We're going to find laundry now. And they carry him off. You can see he's looking back like, it's not the loads! It's a different load! Humans being dragged away. Gort's like, Seth, what are you doing? He's like hiding behind a barrel near this like wooden door. And you see the rest of your group are all hiding in the shadows about to make it into the record room.
I had to deal with a situation, Gort. Jeez.
Did it go well?
I'm the master of deception. Of course it did.
You can learn a lot from this guy. I'm just saying.
What were they talking to you about? Hot Loads, apparently. That one guy just loves loads.
It's probably those wet robes you all have on. Ditch the robes.
No!
What?
If he wasn't wearing the robe, they would have made him immediately.
Exactly. Jeez.
God.
Yeah, come on.
Listen, I think you keep trying to shift all the focus onto the robes and the mustache. You can just say you wish you had a robe and mustache. It's fine.
I have a hood. I'm fine with the hood. I don't need anyone to see my face.
Hood. Hood. He loves to emphasize his D's.
Oh, maybe I do. Okay.
All right, Gindy. Let's
just
friggin' go.
Jim D over here.
Unbelievable.
Just move on with this. We need to just steal this
hood.
Box. Okay, then open the door.
Yeah, open it.
I will. Okay.
Is the door open?
Go ahead and make a slight hand check for me if you wouldn't mind.
Jackass didn't even check it for magic.
First day roguing, am I right?
Unbelievable.
12.
This door is locked. And as you go to open it, it is
jammed. Oh, what's this? I thought you were roguing.
Can I do an arcana check?
I would like to pick it.
Okay, you go ahead and make an arcana check over there, Gamblecles. You can make a sleight of hand check as you take out your thieves' tools.
Nat 20.
As he goes to reach his, I want to push him out of the way.
I'll show you how it's done.
I did a nat 20 on my arcana check.
Fortunately, there is no alarm spell on this door. This is a good old-fashioned lock.
Good to go.
Show you how a real rogue does it.
Go ahead, Quintarius. What's that?
A nat 1 for 13.
Great.
I just fumbled real my good. Thieves' tools. Oh, God.
Quintarius pushes you out of the way and confidently puts his thief's tools through the door, through the wooden frame.
You know what? It's the grease from the eggs.
You're right.
It's not his fault.
Use your trunk.
He had a wet egg.
No, yeah. You're right. I should have used my trunk.
There is now a plant and a hole in their door. They know we've been here already. We need to
they
just
know
quickly
we've been
get
here.
Out of
I
here.
Talk to them.
We need to quickly
Jesus.
Get out.
How closely do you think they're looking at these doors?
So paranoid.
Jesus. Would you not notice a
Anyways,
big hole in
I'm
the door?
Open it
Don't
now.
Worry, Jimmy D. I got this.
Depends on the door.
As he sets, Scott. He sets
as
so
he
good at
dies,
this.
Since I rolled, I want to like... What's that movie where the ghost helps make the little pot?
Ghost.
Ghost. Ghost? Yeah, I want to ghost his thesis.
What's that ghost movie with the ghost?
Go ahead. You can give the help action to Seth as he goes.
So that means I roll it
straight.
Straight.
Yes.
He's got this now.
17.
I told you to let Seth do it. Look at him go.
And yeah, borderline romantically, Quintaris has his arms around Seth as he guides the thieves' tools
so you see
into
what you're
the
looking
lock
for
mechanism.
When you pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got strong hands.
Oh, thank you.
It takes two of your thieves to pick a lock. This is great.
We're a team, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, little rogue.
And listen, we already have a wild card, so you can't be it.
Wild card.
I'm the wild card.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be a rogue by the book.
Campbell, are you hearing
wild
this?
Card.
He's your coat off the deep
that's
end.
That's it.
No
bag of tricks.
No. I want to go through the door, please. Just let me go through the door.
No, you have to play our mini game.
That's a giant badger. Wild card!
What?
Oh, yeah, I'll show you wild card.
What, a giant badger just appears?
Yeah, you see
like a potted plant.
Gamblecleese, this minotaur, puts his hand in this writhing furry bag at his hip, grabs this like gross clump of hair, throws it on the ground, and it magically transforms into a giant badger.
Why would you do this?
Did you not see the drake outside? That could be his drake.
He's the wild card. There's a method to his madness.
Everybody say hi to Helen.
Helen. Speechless right now.
No, you're not. You're talking.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with this.
No one's asking you to do anything with it.
Yeah, we're kind of doing
why
everything.
Why are you assuming you need to do something?
We can't just leave a giant badger here.
No one said we were leaving it here.
Helen's coming with us, you idiot.
Yeah.
You named it?
Of course he did.
Why wouldn't he?
Okay, I'm going through the door. That's what's going to happen.
We're in front of it. How are you getting past
us? Yeah.
I'm just going to push the wheel.
See you try my new buff body.
I'm just going to stealth by them.
Go ahead, make a stealth check.
Can I do a perception?
You guys can make either athletics or perception checks.
I'm going to smell for him.
It's a 10.
It's a 12.
It's a 4.
I'm letting him go. I'm petting.
Sure.
I'm petting Helen.
You scramble by Gort and Seth as they're trying to block you. And you just get by Gamblecleese, who's not trying to stop you whatsoever. He's just walking in with Helen, his new giant badger. You get kind of hemmed up as Quintorius grabs at you. He can see that you're trying to sneak by him.
Why are you doing this?
You're going in too hastily. You got going quiet.
Helen,
what I'm trying to do.
But you just sprinted past three of us like a lunatic.
What are you looking for?
We're trying to find the book with all the sending stone names on it.
Helen.
Wait, that's why you're here too?
Helen, find a book. Find a book.
Oh, I thought that...
With stone smells.
So someone's going to steal the book before you, Gort.
We were sent by the same person.
It's all going to be fine. It'll kind of even out in the wash of the whole thing.
Oh,
and well, anyways, as I hold you, Roger, I'm going to walk through the door extremely slowly.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. You got to go quietly,
slowly. Just a very
slowly.
Quick round of stealth checks as you guys enter into this like auxiliary building off of the temple. It seems to be a hall of records.
Oh my God.
24.
10.
10.
11.
24.
Okay. Gamblecleese, you and Helen are in full stealth mode. You guys both barrel roll through the door and immediately hide behind some stacks of books. The rest of you are now just kind of creeping through the doorway of this large chamber. It almost appears to be like an arcane library. There are shelves that almost hit the ceiling, stacked with scrolls and books. But fortunately for you, Loudlot, it's completely empty inside.
There is a big, empty hall of records here. Perfect. Unguarded. I knew it. It's all coming up good. It's the mustache. It's a good luck. All right, gang. Now we need to keep our eyes peeled. We need to find a book that will lead us to a directory inside Windmere. It could be any of these. And you look up at a towering pile of books and scrolls.
I'm going to have Helen try and sniff it out.
I also want to try and sniff it out.
Okay. Helen and Quintorius both drop to the ground and start sniffing wildly. Helen, just for funsies, has the giant badger stat block.
Which gives her advantage on smelling things.
She has keen smell, gives her an advantage on perception checks. Go ahead and roll a d20 for me, Mark, and add a plus one to this. We can roll with advantage.
16.
I got a 15.
Can I do a perception check to see if I see a card catalog anywhere?
What are you, Dewey the Decimal Man?
Yeah, looking for the Dewey Decimal System? Perfect. Go ahead, give me a perception check.
Dewey, you fool. Your decimal system is played right into my hands.
The card system is in Celestial, and unless you speak Celestial, it seems very, very hard to understand here as you're looking through this.
They wrote everything in gibberish.
Gibberish?
Yeah.
It must be some kind of strange cipher.
I don't speak that one.
Interesting.
What were the high rolls on my smell checks here?
16.
16? And it was a 15 from Quintarius?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You take a big whiff in, Quintarius. Your trunk is on the ground now as you're kind of going in between different rows of these shelves, sniffing at all of these different scrolls.
Getting anything, Helen?
The 15? You can tell that the librarian here definitely had a peanut butter sandwich for lunch.
Someone ate peanut butter.
Great. Glad to hear it.
That's good. I mean, if she handled the book, I could sniff it out.
Helen, the badger. And it's a giant badger, so it's pretty good size. It's the size
medium.
Of... Yeah, it's
a horse.
I'd say it's like a horse-sized badger is sort of rummaging and burrowing through all of these papers and documents. There's like spell scrolls and spell books just flying off the shelves as this giant badger is ramming its body, sniffing wildly into all these different various scrolls and parchments. With a 16... Smell of peanut butter is strong in the air. And Quintarius and Helen both, they sniff through the shelves and finally meet in the middle of this giant hall of records. And there is a peanut butter sandwich. Half eaten.
Dibs.
Sitting on a table.
Damn it.
Damn it, he's so fast, he called dibs immediately.
Yeah.
Quickest gun in Magria, that's what they always
say.
As
he's about to take a bite, I try to slide it in.
You guys can do a slide handoff if you want to see who gets to eat the sandwich.
It's 28.
Oh, enjoy the sandwich, brother. Damn, he's fast.
Does identify...
I can't stop stealing.
...work where I can, just touch a book and know the contents of it?
I would let you do that. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to just start...
Damn, what is this guy
yeah,
so smart?
You start kind of like
what a nerd
flipping through books.
And yeah,
and says, I think dude, what's Meteor Man.
I think what's happening too is the magic of the Flame Mother is like kind of like flowing through you. You have access to magic that you did not have in a week prior, but you cast the Identify spell, and you can sense that even though all of these scrolls do seem to light up bits of magic, there are lots of spell scrolls inside this giant hall of records. With your Identify spell, because you were trying to home it in on a very specific book, you can see that up very, very high, probably, 10 rows up on this shelf, there is a glowing purple book, and your Identify spell just makes out that on the side it appears to be a massive address tome for the city of Windmere. But it's pretty high up there on the
shelf.
What
color are those pages?
I would say that they're fluttering blue.
Not yellow?
No.
Okay.
They're blue pages. They're different. The blue pages, and they're not yellow pages, and it's totally different, and that's where it is.
Okay. The book is up on the top of that shelf.
Like, how high up?
I'll get it, guys. Don't worry.
I got this goring rush.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. We need to actually figure out who is actually agile enough to get up there.
Me, of course.
How high up is it?
I would say it's about 40 feet high up in
the
air.
I'm a fucking minotaur.
And I'm
that
an
is
elephant.
True, you are.
I would
and
go
I got
up,
this
but
whole extra
honestly,
trunk reach.
My sciatica's kind of been acting up, so if anyone else wants to climb, I'll probably kind of keep things on the
Why can't I just do my goring rush?
Let's have a jump off.
Jump off? You know, actually, that's probably the most sane.
A jump off. Okay, yes. Yeah. That is the most sane thing he said all day. Perfect.
21 jumping.
Would you roll athletics or acrobatics?
Acrobatics.
Okay.
That's a 7 jumping.
Oh, crap. I rolled this wrong. Hold on.
My 7 knocks it down as you jump up in it.
That's 11 acrobatics.
Okay. How you doing there, my little kobold friend?
24.
Okay.
Damn.
So, Quintorius and Seth are kind of like fighting, like kind of like climb over each other, trying to climb up.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a good footing.
Me too, me too.
Seth, you accidentally kind of like step on Quintorius. It's like,
big I'm ear. So sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I understand.
Wait, Quintorius.
What?
Why don't we do what we did before? Give him 10 fingers and really send him up there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Hell I scrunch up into a little ball.
Okay.
We fastball special the boy.
Can I get athletics checks from Gamblecleese? You can make with advantage because Quintorius is helping you. Unless you want to make the athletics check yourself.
What's your athletics?
I got a +2. What do you have?
I got a +0.
Okay.
Looks like it's me.
Okay.
With my new muscles.
Sure.
You want to chug some egg beforehand?
Jindy, you are definitely climbing up these shelves. You're like scrambling up. You're small, you're light, you're very agile, and you're just about to get to the book without anyone else getting in the way. You've scrambled up, you're climbing, easy peasy. How are we doing over here, boys?
Do I get advantage on the roll?
I'll give you advantage because you get help from Gamblecleez.
That changes absolutely nothing. It's a 5, or if you want it to be funny, I got a nat 1.
Seth, you're tucked into like a little dwarven ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that this kobold's just about to get the book, but your friends are here to help.
Mm-hmm.
You are launched 40 feet into the air, and Jindy, right as you go to grab the book, a dwarf flies up into the air right next to you as you are dangling off of the shelf. I need you both to make strength saving throws.
Oh my god.
Maybe I should eat the egg.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
6.
I'm going to move out of the way.
I'm going to catch him.
5.
I think I got him.
He's wearing armor. A lot of it.
Right as you're about to grab the book and just get the hell out of here, this somersaulting dwarf moron flies by you and goes to pawn at the book. You both are scrambling in the air trying to catch the book as you tumble 40 feet through spell scrolls, tumbling and landing in a heap in front of your friends.
Can, in the air, can I just try and use him as like something to break my fall?
Give me an acrobatics check.
This will be a disadvantage. It's a 10.
Okay. That's a great plan.
Yep.
But you do not have the athletic ability to somehow pull that off while you are plummeting 40 feet into the ground.
Fair.
You each take 20 bludgeoning damage.
Good.
As you crash into a heap of spell scrolls at the bottom of this.
Catch my boy.
If you would like to try to catch him, you can make a strength saving throw. If you get above a 14, I will say you can take half of the damage for Seth.
Helen.
10.
Get under him.
Unfortunately, you go to catch Seth as he goes directly through your hands and just lands in front of you on the ground.
I got you.
God, I would have had it if Jimmy wasn't up there.
Jindy, you are beat to hell. You are crumpled at the bottom of this bookshelf.
I have the book. Why would you do this? I almost had it and you put your hand in the way.
Oh, I'm so hurt now.
Perfect. We have the book. Excellent. Gort runs over and takes the book out of the crumpled mass that is now writhing at the bottom of the thing.
Ow!
Let me just flip through here real quick.
My spine.
Is it a G or a J?
Ah, shit. I don't know. Sound it out. What does it sound like to you?
Joffin.
Goffin.
That's a G, right?
I'm taking a potion. I got 8 health back.
Okay.
Maybe it's like coffin.
All right.
It's a C.
Hey, can I have one of those... potions.
My new friend.
I only had one.
Okay.
Yeah, they're expensive, apparently.
Cabrian, Gibbelin, Goblin. Ah! Coffin! This is it! We have it! Perfect!
Let's get out of here now!
Yes, please! Save right now!
Rip the page out, stupid!
Can you guys make perception checks for me?
It's a 9.
7.
19.
6.
Okay. Walk going on the hallway, but...
19!
Gamblecleese, you can hear... that the door of the record hall has been opened. And you hear two footsteps coming into this strange record room. And then you hear hushed whispers as they're talking to each other in between a row of bookcases.
Someone's here, guys.
What do they say?
Can't make it out, but I have a plan.
Are we going to eavesdrop?
Does the plan help me get better?
Probably not. Helen. Get him.
Oh, this is not very rogue at all.
Helen the giant badger scuttles over to the bookshelf. And because it is your familiar, I'm going to say you can see through her eyes in this moment, Campbell, please.
Can I hear through her ears?
Yeah, sure. You can hear through their senses. As Helen the giant badger is, it's just, again, we discussed this. This is a horse-sized badger. A horse-sized badger head is on the opposite end of a bookshelf while two wizards have hushed conversation in between the bookshelf. Make a perception check with advantage, Gamble, please.
21.
Okay, fuck. All right. You can hear there is a human cleric having a very quiet conversation with a blue dragonborn on the other side of this bookshelf. This blue dragonborn is wearing wizardly robes. You do not know the school of evocation, but if you did, you would notice the badge cleanly emblazoned on their chest. You hear the following conversation. Our timetable has been moved up quite a bit, but we can guarantee you we still need the delivery.
How am I to deliver these things to you if you are no longer inside Batcully? There will be eyes. I cannot just transport them all the way across the desert.
Listen, I understand our timetable is a bit wonky now. No one was expecting the cult leader from the south and his fool followers to make their way here as quickly as they did. But we have a plan. Don't worry. Keep production at the highest amount. We're going to need every single living lightning bolt you can conjure. If Yeagaron thinks that this war is over, they are sorely mistaken. And if those fools in those wizard towers think that some hick god from the south is going to be their savior, well, they're about to discover that the great lord of the skies has much bigger plans.
I will see what I can do, but I need assurances. This is a lot of arcana you're expecting me to smuggle outside of a wizard city that is now on high alert because your fool clerics have a bloodthirst that apparently could only be sated with Farbok.
Unfortunately, we live in challenging times. And if those nature worshippers will not convert, well, unfortunately, Krizik is not as forgiving as he once was. Now, hush. We're gathering the rest of the followers in the courtyard temple. Krizik has a bit of a surprise for the new recruits. And you see these two leave the study and close the door behind them. Gamblecles, you're the only one that just heard that entire conversation. As the rest of your group are, like, just like all their heads are just in a bookshelf, just kind of hidden inside of this very small, strange record room.
They're gone, guys. Good news.
All right.
There's a new recruit thing happening. I think we can slip right in.
Oh, recruits. It's a good idea.
Recruits for who?
Krizik.
That's bad.
We're wearing his clothes, idiot.
Yeah.
Where's your robe, dumbass?
You have fake mustaches on. They're going to suspect you immediately. We're going to play again. The plant, the hamster.
Just a quick question.
Badger, I apologize.
Anyone else have another potion?
Helen heard something about fresh out? Lightning bolts.
You can have my potion, Quintarius.
He hands you a potion.
I take out another egg.
What?
What are you doing with the egg?
I kind of want to eat this.
You need the egg?
I want to eat it.
Don't eat the egg.
I really shouldn't, but I want
to. But we've come so far. We're about to sneak into the group of the other Stormcalls. We'll make their way to Windmere with them.
Wait a minute.
What?
If you don't eat the egg, we can plant another bean.
I would very much like that potion.
I gave it to him, so it should...
I gave it back to you.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I'm very hurt.
I guess you can have the potion.
But how's he going to sneak in with us without a rope?
Or a fake mustache.
Yeah, I can disguise myself.
Okay, fine.
Not very well.
Well, he's the potion, but you owe me 5 gold, so... I am going to need that back at some point.
Does Gort have 5 gold on him?
Gort is dead broke.
I'm in kind of dire straits right now, Kobold. Just next time you get 5 gold, give it back to me. It's fine.
Okay.
Here's the potion. And I totally paid 5 gold for it. So not like upcharging you or anything.
Get inside check.
Jesus. 10.
18 from Gort.
Oh my god.
You do not notice the 99 silver price tag on the bottom of the potion as you go to swig it.
How much is that potion?
What is it? You can do, we'll call it like a greater healing potion.
13. Okay.
Jimmy, you still
it's
got
Jindy.
You still got Yarno on the line?
Yes.
Alright, you might want to let him know that
these cruises. Why don't you talk to him?
Yeah, give me the headset.
Hey, Yarno, I'm gonna hand you off to a big cow that summoned a giant badger inside of the
cow.
Temple.
He's a minotaur.
Oh my god. Racist! Oh my god!
You just hear, what? What? The other end. You pass over the spy's murmur over to Gamblecles.
Oh!
Hey!
Who's this?
Gamblecles.
Gamblecles?
Yeah.
Any relation to Bouncicles?
You know Bouncicles?
Yeah.
He's my cousin!
Small world.
Fucking Christ. Yeah, you see him. You tell him I said what's up.
I will.
He owes me 5 gold.
What are you doing? What's going on there? How's the mission?
My good friend Helen, the giant badger.
Uh-huh.
She got a little intel I thought you might want.
Yeah, hit me.
So apparently these Krizik scum are collecting living lightning bolts.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but they're apparently going to use it against Yeageron.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what any of that means, but I thought you might.
I do. All right, I got a guy's gonna need to know about this. He's got a lot on his plate, but okay, that's good to know.
Apparently they're fueling this by killing all the Firbolg.
They killed Firbolg?
So I heard.
Oh, shit. All right, you guys might be in a little bit of trouble in there. Yeah,
there's a new recruit orientation we're gonna slip into.
Are you planning on going with the Stormcallers?
Why not?
I asked for the earpiece. Give me the earpiece back.
Swat his hand. I'm swatting his hand.
No.
What do you mean? You're way up there. You can't even reach.
I object to this plan.
Swatting.
How are you going to blend in?
We got robes and mustaches, brother.
Okay.
Yarno kind of weighs out all the options.
If you think you can pull it off, sure.
Have you ever met rogues, brother?
Unfortunately, many.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but sure.
Can you guys real quick give me a perception or insight check? As you're kind of standing here, and you can see the Gort is staring into the blue pages.
18.
5.
13. Perception.
20. Dirty 20.
Okay. You notice that this strange blue page scroll, Gort can't look away from it. He's locked in. His eyes have gone fully blue.
Hey, Yarno? We're losing Gort.
Okay, deal with that, please.
Okay.
Gort.
Hello?
I'm gonna walk over and slap him.
He's gonna put the page down.
I'm gonna punch the voices out of his head.
I'm just gonna slap him.
Sorry, Seth. He goes to stab you.
Oh my god.
You guys can roll initiative real quick.
Before anything gets crazy, anyone have a potion? We might be able to end this in one egg.
I ain't got no potions.
What?
No, I got no potion. I used my only one.
Do I have the earpiece back?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I thought I got the earpiece.
You just tell Yarno, tell my wife I love her, because I'm probably not going to make it out of this.
Hey, Jimmy's apparently has a wife.
It's Jim D.
And he loves her, apparently.
Jim D.
Jim D.
Jim D. Jim D.
Okay. How'd you guys do for initiative?
20.
7.
9.
21.
All right. You are going to be going first, Quintarius. It seems that somehow the blue pages have dominated Gort. Gort is locked in and dominated. You can see he can't put down these blue pages. It seems to be some kind of weird defensive enchantment has gone off as he's tried to plunder this scroll for intel. You are first to act. You can either attack Gort or attack the scroll.
What if I steal the scroll?
It seems to be writhing in his hand, you could try to just take the scroll from him.
I'm just going to sleight of hand it out of there.
Sure. Give me a sleight of hand check.
He can't
That's
stop.
A 19.
Okay. Now give me a DC 13 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, boy.
That's a nat 20.
Jesus.
As you pull the scroll away from Gort, his eyes have remained blue, but you fight off this weird kind of static that goes through your mind as you're holding this strange blue paper. You have now fought off a dominate. You cannot be dominated for the next 24 hours.
Hey, guys, I just found out I can't be dominated for the next 24 hours. Also, probably I should be the only one touching the book right now.
Okay.
I guess slap it around? I don't know.
How are we going to slap it if
we can't
touch it?
We need to break the spell that is taking over Gort.
Well, do you know how?
Well, whatever enchantment is...
Look for the page that has Goffin on it and just rip it out.
Yeah, I told you guys to rip that out.
I rip out the Goffin page.
Grip of the Goffin page?
Yeah.
Stuff it in your pocket.
Okay, perfect. No check required. That's like an object interaction.
Stuff it in your pocket.
You rip the page clear that has the address and sending stone number of Goffin, this blue dragonborn that appears to be living in Windmere. Gort is still fully under control.
All right.
Does the page look like still magical like the book?
The page goes dormant once it's ripped free. Okay.
Throw the book somewhere.
Wait, I know exactly what to do.
Destroy the book.
I've seen strong men do it all the time.
I try to rip the yellow page. But
you will be able to do that on your turn, your next turn.
Damn it.
But you can see Gort is fully stabbing Seth. He has a dagger in Seth's stomach. Uh-oh, I'm stabbing you, friend. Glory to Krizik. You take 11 piercing damage.
He did better than an 18.
I rolled a 22 total to hit.
Damn, Gort.
11?
11 total.
I'm down to 3 hit points.
Okay.
Get out of there! Get out of there!
Sorry, Seth. Krizik be praised. Gotta stab you now. Ha ha ha.
Beat up the book!
It is now your turn, Seth.
Don't touch the book.
Just shoot it or something. I don't know.
Stab it. I'm gonna stab the book. That's my plan.
Destroy it.
Yarno, you got any plans for this book?
Who is the Yarno headset right now?
Yo.
You still have it?
Ask him if he wants any addresses.
You need any addresses?
I don't really care about the book at all. I just wanted to know what the hell the Stormcrawlers are up to, and now I kind of know, so...
Yeah, lightning. Living lightning.
Living lightning. I'll let my guys know.
And they're
living lightning. Firbolg blood.
Destroy the book.
Jaegeron.
You guys okay over there?
You can, like, hear the sound of combat as you guys are, like, fighting, trying to get Gort free of this weird curse.
Gort's having a meltdown.
I don't want to kill Gort.
Kill the book.
Well, he has the book. He'll handle that.
Stab it.
You can do see that Quintarius is holding the book out. You could try to just, like, stab this crazed, weird book. You can see there is a tendril of light that is going from the book into Gort's mind.
Just stab that.
Then I'll stab book.
Cool. Go for it. Only a 10 AC on this book.
19.
19 will hit. And you roll some sneak attack because your friend is holding it.
So 14 damage to the book.
Okay, yeah, there's this crackling blue electricity as you drive your rapier into this strange book. It is still fluttering and flipping, and Gort still seems to be possessed. Anything their bonus action?
I'm going to just take a dagger out and try and stab it again.
Sure, go for it.
10.
10 just hits.
For 8.
This book looks fucked.
I'm just like,
Gort's like, stop that so I can keep killing you, Seth. Come on now. Let's die. He's trying to stab you once more. After Seth, who's next in initiative between...
I only got a 7, so
seven.
I imagine so.
I got a 9.
Okay, so you are up next, my friend. Go ahead, Jindy. You can see that there's like... Now you guys are now tussling in the middle of this like hallway of books and shelves.
Yarno said to stab the book, Jimmy.
It's Jindy. You know what? I'm just gonna try to destroy the book. And for your... My fellow rogue, help him out.
And, I'm gonna... Yep, short sword attack.
Cool. Yeah, you dive past Seth, wielding this little short sword, and go to stab into the book that Quintarius is holding.
9. Ugh.
9 will miss, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't miss it to me.
You can make a follow-up bonus action attack with your dagger if you'd like, with 2 open fighting.
23.
23 will hit. So yeah, you can roll a d4 and then a d6 for sneak attack. And then you can add your modifiers and whatnot. I'll let you know, this weirding scroll only has 5 hit points left.
That's all you gotta do. 20.
20.
With the sneak attack.
Jesus. Yeah. He might be kind of a good rogue. He leaps forward. He just misses with a short sword, but then pulls this dagger up, drives it into the heart of this strange scroll. Can I get a real quick athletics check from Quintarius as you, as now that like the pages have been separated with this dagger?
10.
You rip the scroll in half.
Hell yeah, brother.
I start flexing.
Damn, that egg really helped.
Yeah.
Gort's eyes roll back. All right, gang, what are we up to? What's the plan?
You stabbed me, you son of a bitch.
Oh my God, Seth, you're bleeding all over the books. Or the parchment.
Gort. Yeah. You were just dominated by that spellbook.
Oh, that's not good.
But bigger concern. I think the plan to blend in with Grizzik is a really bad idea.
Come on, then, we got this.
If they find us out...
Do we have a potion? Because I'm kind of dying over here.
Guys, I gave mine to this guy.
Seth does have blood on his robes now. That's not a good look.
Not a good look.
We need to just get out
of here. I have an idea.
What if we find...
Quintarius, plant the beans.
You know, we need... Wait, all of them?
Why is that a plan?
Wait, how many beans do you have?
Stop planting stuff. Three more beans.
Stop planting stuff.
Just one.
All right.
Wait, guys, hold on. Maybe the beans right now. I'm just saying we...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
well,
he's
no,
right.
We plant it no, on we... the way out.
Yeah, we get out and then we plant it.
We don't plant anything. We need to just leave, Gord.
So no beans.
No beans.
I think we gotta do a bean.
A whole hall of Grizzik worshippers.
We gotta do a bean.
Wink.
Okay. Yeah, no beans.
I don't know if you heard that, but a whole.
How are they gonna get past a mummy tomb?
What?
What?
We're gonna table the beans. We're gonna miss orientation.
Yeah.
There's new recruit orientation.
On the bean table.
I can't make it.
Yeah,
you'll be
can.
The light.
You'll be fine.
I can see light.
It's fine. Don't die.
Seth, you got this.
You're being so dramatic.
Seth is like just looking into a flame. I see the light.
That's a candle, bud.
Yeah, but there's light.
You get on top of the big badger.
Can I see if I can find a potion somewhere?
Helen, can we haul Seth out?
You guys can make a real quick investigation check as you look for something to patch up Seth before you make your way out of this strange old record.
Can I smell
the
potion of greater healing to see if I can sniff
it? Give it a big sniff. Go ahead with an advantage.
16.
12 there. 16, pretty
18.
Good. 18. With an 18, Quintarius, you see like where the sandwich was, and you dig around, and you pull open a drawer, and there is a can of Bleaberry Slurp inside.
Wait. I thought they hated these guys.
It's you can't resist. It's so good.
The slurp's wild.
The slurp's
so
good.
So good. All right. Open up, Seth. This is going to be the best drink you ever had.
All right.
He just hears. Really pick the loudest drink possible. That's just saying. Glug down a little bit of Blueberry Slurp. It's brand new, you know. It's the new hot craze amongst the teens.
All right. Okay, I think we can do this, guys.
I think so, too.
Everyone, get your robes ready. Oh. Mustaches on. For
Wait, there's still blood on mine, though. How do we get rid of it?
Watch this.
I, with my trunk, try to mop it up.
Okay, you're just smudging the blood around. Yeah, you're just moving it around.
No, if I just move it around enough, I can make the whole thing red.
Aren't his colors blue?
Shit! I'm an elephant. I'm colorblind.
We need to ditch the robes. Just ditch them.
How are we supposed to blend in?
Yeah, we're not blending in with them anymore. We need to just leave.
Yarno, do you hear this guy?
Yeah.
What a coward.
Yarno's hung up.
Yarno. I think he's gone.
Can I have my earpiece?
Oh, look
back?
At that. He left you.
Thank you.
Just left you. What a leader that guy is.
He got the information he needed. And we did too. We need to get out of here.
Can you guys make a perception check for me?
So many.
There's a lot going on. It's a heist.
19.
6.
13.
Wait, hold on. You said that they killed Firbolg.
That's what I heard.
What if we get blood on all our robes, right? And we say we killed a bunch of
You're right.
Firbolgs. I start taking out my knife to stab it.
Hold on. To stab ourselves. There's already so much blood all over the floor. We could just use that.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna stab Gort.
Ow!
No.
Because but, Gort stabbed me.
No, it's even, Steven. That's fair. Do you want me to stab you?
Gort. Please.
What is my 19 perception see?
You need to convince your friends. And we need to just leave.
You can hear the sounds of Stormcaller clerics. They're all gathering outside in this courtyard.
Oh god, they're gathering already. We gotta go, boys.
No, we look good. We look good.
Yeah. You're bleeding.
We look good.
We fought the Firbolgs.
If anyone asks, it's Firbolg.
We are in a town full of wizards. Do you think they're not just going to see through this plan?
No.
They're Krizik scum.
These mustaches are magic.
They're not magic.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They're fake mustaches.
No, what? Watch this. Now it's like a biker stash.
Come on, look at that. Come on. Come on. It's fine.
All right, you guys start making your way out. I'll plant the bean and then we're out of here.
Yeah, plant the bean. Let's go. Get some fucking eggs.
All right. Let's go, baby.
Go ahead and roll on the bean table.
It's bean nice knowing you guys.
89.
Is it more eggs?
If it's more eggs, can I roll again?
No.
It is more eggs.
Yeah, it's more eggs.
Can the eggs create force damage if you throw them at people?
Nope, they gotta eat them. you stomp with your big elephant foot through the wooden floor of this record hall to a little patch of dirt.
I got
plant
four
a bean,
more eggs.
And four eggs sprout from the ground.
How many eggs you got now? Nine?
Jindy, now we got mad eggs!
What do we need the eggs for?
I'll figure out how we get to it.
Guys, should I eat this one?
Come on,
maybe
man.
Later.
Don't eat it now.
Huh. I have an
You're
idea.
You're tempting fate.
I know. But I really want
to. It doesn't even look that good. It's just an old egg.
I have an idea.
It's a century egg.
It smells terrible.
I have an idea.
What?
What if we feed one of the eggs to Helen and send her into the middle of the Krizziks?
We're not trying to kill all the Krizziks. Well, we're trying to sneak into their ranks.
I don't think it's like a bomb.
No, it's not a bomb.
All right, never mind.
You'll just kill Helen.
No, not my Helen.
No, not Helen.
Well, you were trying to kill Helen.
Does anyone have a spy
it made you so buff
in this group?
Just you.
Just me.
It goes to Yarno.
Oh, okay.
You're the only one that had any kind of spy equipment on you.
Oh, Lord.
Do I just keep planting beans the longer this thing?
Guys, we're going to go. We're going to miss orientation.
Guys, if we take a minute longer, I planted another bean. Okay. I got eggs twice. I'm tired of this.
Okay.
Plant another bean.
Okay.
I'm going to... All right. If I can't convince you to go away from this plan, I will join you.
So oh,
I
no.
cast Disguise Self
and
to a
good.
Blue dragonborn.
Okay, guys, we gotta go.
With Krizik
we gotta
robes.
Go now.
You turn into this blue dragonborn wearing these long Stormcaller robes, and you lead the gang outside into this courtyard.
We should probably listen to Quintarius.
You can just hear that Quintarius has planted his final bean
no,
in the Hall
I
of
got
Records.
One more.
All right, so what happened when you planted that bean?
A geyser erupts, and it spouts either beer, berry juice, tea, vinegar, wine, or oil, GM's choice, 30 feet into the air. For 1d12 rounds.
Well, the room is bigger than 30 feet.
Yes. So, as everyone is walking out, Quintarius very nervously shuts the door behind him and looks super guilty. Can everyone but Quintarius make a perception check for me? Or a survival check?
Well, what's this spurting out of the guys?
12.
21. Perception.
9.
Okay, Gamblecles, you notice that while everyone is walking away from this Hall of Records, a strong smell of yeast and barley is in the air. As, even though the door may be shut, you can see that there's beer starting to pool at the bottom of the door and kind of come out from
What'd
behind the record room.
Nothing! I didn't do nothing!
Right now...
Can I put my water skin to the bottom of the door?
Sure.
I mean, if
fill
he
her
wants,
up, am I right?
If he wants him, hold on.
I open the door, I just hold the water skin in there.
You open the door for 1 second, there is an insane geyser of beer spraying all of the records, soaking every single scroll and book inside of
I
this
close
giant
the door.
Hall.
Here you go.
Thank you.
I grab mine and I fill it up.
No one will ever know and then we were here.
We're the wet bandits.
Gort.
Is there any followers near us?
Luckily, no one is near the record room because everyone has made their way into the plaza.
Guys, I got one bean left. Do I? Or should I save it?
Save it.
Will
save
you even it. Listen to me?
We might need it for an escape bean.
You're right.
Nah. Yep.
I've seen nothing to help us escape from these beans.
That's because I haven't slipped one of these bad boys in anyone's mouths.
I mean, who could have guessed?
Holding eight eggs.
Who would have guessed you would have got eggs twice?
I was so close to the pyramid.
All right.
So close.
You all leave the record hall that is completely fucked now and make your way
They'll
into
never recover.
A very busy central area of the temple. You can see that all of the Stormcrawlers of various races, some dwarves, humans, many blue dragonborn, are all gathered in Stormcrawler robes as they are looking up to a pulpit at the end of this like long hallway. You're still inside, but you can see that there is a like storm motif painted on the ceiling of this large Krizik temple. Many statues to the storm god adorn the walls of this grand vestibule. You can see delivering a speech to all of the storm callers here. There is a tall, thin satyr man. He has his hair pulled back into a tight ponytail that cascades down his back. He has cloven goat hooved legs, and he's wearing a tabard to the storm god. Everyone, new recruits, you've joined us in quite an auspicious time. We'll be making our way to the homeland, all the way up north, to commune with Krizik. But don't worry, though our enemies may be surrounding us, the Storm Lord has plans. I have been chosen to enact the next phase in the Great Storm. While the rest of you may be traveling to Windmere, have no worry. I will remain behind and make sure that our friends from the south receive a warm welcome in Bad Kali. This satyr takes off his tabard. He's tall and thin and gangly, but his body is covered in storm runes. You can see that some of the Stormcrawlers at the front of this like mass of worshippers kind of back up as he stretches his arms and looks up into this cloud artwork above him. Krizik, I offer you this vessel. Take control of my meager mortal frame and do with it what you will. Before he can finish the speech, electricity cackles around the satyr man. His tattoos and runes glow, and his body contorts and grows. And you can see this satyr is covered in this electric blue arcane energy. His pecs and arms fill and swell with godly might. It looks almost like this satyr is being ripped apart from this godly presence inside his own body. And now, standing about 15 foot tall, is an avatar of Krizik, the Storm God, standing in front of this mass of his followers.
A storm is coming, my children. Keep Windmere safe, my followers. I await here for our prey.
All of you can make a wisdom saving throw as you stand in the crowd and look up at this horrifying visage in front of you.
12.
It's a 10.
5.
Dirty 20.
I will give you the option. They are gripped with fear and cannot run away.
I'm leaving.
make a stealth check with advantage.
Back away, not today, Krizik lady.
So I rolled the number of rounds that the geyser will be going off for.
Yep.
It's 9. Yeah. And I would like to think before we left, I sealed up the bottom.
So the record hall is just filling with beer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
21.
The rest of these idiots may want to go to Windmere, but not you. while they are standing still and being walked with the rest of the Stormcaller faithful over to this strange machine-like train that is going to be heading north to Windmere, you fucking escape. You run. The rest of these guys haven't even turned around. They are gripped with fear. They can't even move. They are just being walked with the rest of the Stormcallers.
Gort too?
Gort as well. They are completely flabbergasted. The plan was to go to Windmere, but now they're very, very afraid. But it's too late, and they have the mustaches on, so they've completely committed. But we will end the final Gort short with Jindy running frantically through the streets of Bodkali, trying to get back to his friends, and maybe, hopefully, warn Bleebly.
What happened with Helen the Badger?
What happened with Helen the Badger?
Helen tragically drowned in a room full of beer.
Died drinking too much.
I think the final shot of the Gort short is a dead badger floating in about 8 foot tall beer as scrolls and books are waterlogged and soaked. We may see Gort and his little band of rogues someday in the future, but what is very clear is Filler Arc February is over, and the Chaos crew has a lot waiting for them in Bodkali. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Roger, for making a fun little coward Jindy that can get away and escape. That's super fun for me. We will catch you all next time. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.